This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that. 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, New Edition, 970 WDAY, back out west, KLTC Dickinson, KTGO, the oil capital of North Dakota, Tioga, Walker City, Williston, Stanley, North Dakota, great corner of our great state, Powers Lake, Crosby. I could just keep going. Ray, Ross, yeah, just taking a little trip down memory lane there on Highway 2. Our big survey continues. Your answers are pouring in. Helen says white meat and Trump by God's grace. Mike says dark meat and Donald Trump. I enjoy your show. I always listen to you in Grand Forks and... always listen to you in Grand Forks and still enjoy your show. Well, how about that? Went on to say congratulations on the WDAY edition. Happy Thanksgiving. That's very nice of you, Mike. Thank you very much. And love my adopted hometown of Grand Forks in all those years. 18 in the wonderful community of Grand Forks. Okay, Senator John Hoeven this hour. We're also going to talk with John Hinderrocker about the Golden Turkey Award. Keep your answers coming on the big question of the day. White meat or dark meat, and on January 20th, whose hand is on the Bible being inaugurated, Donald Trump or Joe Biden? Is Trump going to prevail in this epic battle to get every vote counted? We have news that the president will be appearing with Rudy Giuliani at an event related to the challenge that's going on legally. That'll be happening today, so that's interesting.
And the Sidney Powell filing in Georgia's today, too.
And we have the Lynn Wood information that they have video surveillance of corruption at an
State Farm Arena in Atlanta.
State Farm Arena in Atlanta.
They subpoenaed the Hawks, the arena, and the executive vice president of both organizations.
So hang tight, folks. Hang tight. Senator John Hoeven is here on our Newsmaker line. Senator, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Greetings to you. Greetings to your listeners. And happy Thanksgiving to all. It's a great holiday, actually one of my absolute favorites. And so just happy Thanksgiving to everybody. We're thankful for so many things in this, the greatest country, not only the greatest country in the world, the greatest country in the history of the world. And actually, I thought you were from Grand Forks. You said it was your, like, adopted hometown, and I thought it was your hometown.
Well, I was a pup when I moved to Grand Forks, so I spent a lot of years there. But actually, Montevideo, Minnesota. I don't admit it because we have a goofy governor over there by the name of Tim Walz right now, but I actually am a Minnesota native, just so you know.
Okay. I thought it was Grand Forks, so I'm glad. Always good to learn something about you, Scott.
There you go. The adopted hometown. So,
it's a great community, you bet.
Let me ask you a little bit about this effort to count every vote, count every legal vote. First of all, if you had to assess the chances, do you think Donald Trump still has a chance of prevailing in a legal sense? You know, you hear from Uber lawyers like Lynn Wood, and obviously you got Giuliani and Sidney Powell and a team behind this. You hear a little tidbit there, yet it has to go through the courts. I mean, what do you think of the president's chances of prevailing here?
That's why we're going through the process, Scott, and I think, you know, as we talk about this, let's go back to what our Constitution and our laws require, and that's that we go through the electoral process. Very important, and I think we can be matter-of-fact about this and why it's important, not only now, but for future elections as well, right? And so you have the vote, then you count the vote, and then you do what's called canvass the vote, and that's the process we're in now. We're canvassing the vote, and then states ultimately certify, you know, before you're done with the process. And so we're going through that canvassing process, and that means recounts, you know, and obviously in states where it's close, and sometimes, you know, that's automatic. Other times a candidate has to ask for it. So that's going on. But then you also have court challenges to any irregularities and those kind of things, and that's obviously going on as well. And so we're in that process, and we need to go through it. And it's not only important for this race, okay, because you want an open, transparent process. You want to follow the law, follow the Constitution. That's what gives people confidence in our system. But it's also really important for the future elections as well. It's this election and future elections. And we have to remember that this is an unusual year. And I know you've talked about it many times. But with the COVID and all that stuff, now you've got all this mail-in ballots. So it's really changed this year. And so it's important not only that we go through this process carefully, fully, openly, transparently. And, you know, we've talked about that before. I was at the rally. We talked about it. You and I talked about it after that. Open, transparent process that gives people confidence in the system for this election and future elections. Recognize that now if we're going to have more of these mail-in ballots, that each state has to contemplate that and make sure that their laws and their procedures accommodate it, again, so people have confidence in the integrity of the system.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the big thing here, right? I mean, you shouldn't even look, if you're a Trump loyalist, you want Trump to win. If you're a Biden loyalist, you want Biden to win. But everybody ought to be able to step back from that and say, well, I want to be able to trust this, because we're never going to hear the end of this if we don't get to the actual bottom of counting this. I know, for instance, some of your colleagues, Amy Klobuchar, Elizabeth Warren, and others, had written letters specifically raising questions about the software and Dominion and other platforms that are used to count votes electronically. Like, you know, they've done this in the past. Now they're kind of quiet. I wonder why. But, I mean, have you heard this before? Have you heard questions about how we count votes and the machines and the software? Has that been bubbling under anywhere?
Well, that's exactly all those things have to be looked into. And, again, it has to be transparent, Scott, so we understand what's going on. We know. And, I mean, that's important for the public. And you said it right. Whether you support Biden or whether you support the President Trump, you know, that should be open and transparent so that we all see exactly how these things work. And remember, whether it's a Dominion or the software or some of these other things, we have a situation this year where we've got these mail-in ballots at a level we've never had before. So, again, it makes it even more important that people really understand how it worked, that it did work, that in a public way, open, transparent way, they can see that. And as we're talking about important for this election, important for future elections, and, again, I go back to where I started. This is our process. We're going through our canvassing process, and that's how it's set out in our Constitution and our laws.
Interesting. Now, the other thing I'd like to know is, if I had to survey our listeners and just take a wild guess and say, okay, every listener within the sound of my voice, what I've got in the way of feedback since this election process has played out here the way it has, and needing to count votes and wondering if every legal vote counts, what about those ballots, how'd that just appear, you know, all the things that come. What they want more than anything is fight from Republicans. They don't want Donald Trump to have to fight this alone. They don't want him to have to just, stay in a bunker. They want, like, hey, every Republican ought to roll up their sleeves and fight for that and make sure that this is done. Everything you just described that should be done. Do you feel like you're in that camp? Are you fighting about this?
Well, number one, I understand that. And number two, I think I'm doing that in the right way, where I'm laying it out very matter-of-factly. I'm going back to the Constitution and the law. And I'm saying, look, this should be important for everybody. It's not just people like me who support President Trump, people like you. Really, everyone should be saying, hey, this is our process. This is what gives us confidence in our democracy. This actually is what makes us a strong country, that we are following the laws and the Constitution, and we know that we're going to do that. I think that's the most compelling case we can make, Scott.
And what's your gut tell you? I mean, I go back and forth. I heard from a friend who talked to Lynn Wood, knows Lynn, and he said, I want to know what you think, Lynn. You're a great attorney, been through a lot of these battles before, won some big ones, you know, Richard Jewell being the most famous, probably. What's your percentage of chances you believe Trump prevails with all this? He said 100%. Lynn Wood said 100%, which shocked me. I mean, legally, right? You could be 100% right and still lose in a legal battle, you know, and we're up against the clock and everything else. But are you that confident?
Well, you know, we'll see, but I think that's why it is so important that we go through this canvassing process fully and again, I emphasize transparently, so that, again, we look at any of these irregularities and see where they take us. And that's why it has to be done thoroughly and thoughtfully. And, you know, we'll see where it goes. But clearly, Scott, this is an unusual year. And so it's not just for those 74 million people that voted for President Trump, for them to make sure that it's accurate and done right, and any irregularities are looked at, and we understand what happened. Even the people that supported Biden should be supportive of that. How can you argue against doing that?
But can you find one of them? Do you have one colleague that would say what you just said about it is so important that we get to the bottom of this, that we uncover every rock and we thoroughly believe the results? I don't hear him saying it.
Well, I hope so. I hope.
Yeah, they should. More with Senator Hovind when we come back. We're going to talk a little bit about CMS and long-term care and
Coal Creek,
our loved ones. Oh, of course, Coal Creek too. Absolutely, that's something on the energy front. More after this. Don't go away.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
Join Pfeiffer's Auctioneers for the annual Upper Midwest Equipment Auction. This online auction begins to close on December 8th at Pfeiffer's.com and features livestock and hay equipment, semi-trucks and trailers, exceptional construction equipment with low-hourd payloaders, skid steers, excavators, and more. And this premier Pfeiffer's Auction showcases an uncomparable offering of like-new Case, Kubota, and Versatile tractors from 150 to 550 horsepower, some with less than 100 hours. Full inventory details and online bidding is available at Pfeiffer's.com.
Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What's on your mind is brought to you in part by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The challenging times, there's no doubt about that. Although, there's a little light at the end of the tunnel when you see oil touch 45. You say, okay, here we go, here we go, here we go. Get it back, get it, keep going. That was the biggest jump in oil in a long time, thanks in part to the vaccines, I guess, but nonetheless, we'll take it. But communities across North Dakota can see the big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry helps make that happen. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Find out more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org, ndpetroleumfoundation.org. Questions or comments for Senator Hovener? Welcome today on the program. We have about 8 minutes left to get a lot of things in here, so we'll get to that. I wanted to ask you about, you're part of the COVID response, obviously, team for North Dakota, as the entire delegation is, and the governor's team and everything else. There was this fella, I forget his name, but he was on CBS this morning, and they tell me that he does some media stuff in North Dakota. Here was his assessment as a North Dakotan of how North Dakota is doing on COVID-19. I want to get your response to this.
If you were grading it, it would be an F, probably an F minus. It's that bad.
Has North Dakota's response to COVID-19 been an F or an F minus, Senator?
No, I don't agree with that, obviously. I think Governor Burgum, is working really hard. There's no question that he cares, and you can see how deeply he feels this, and he's working really hard. And I think that's where it always starts with, somebody you're working with or somebody you elect. I mean, if you know they really care, I mean, to me, that's the first and most important thing. And that's obvious. Doug loves this state and he loves our people, and he's doing everything he can to try to do this in a way where he respects the common sense and the independence of North Dakotans, which is there and something I greatly admire. And then at the same time, trying to have a reasonable governmental effort to cover the bases as well as he can. And everybody's frustrated. There's no magic formula to this thing. We're going to have to fight our way through it. Thank goodness that these vaccines are coming. Credit President Trump and the Trump administration for Operation Warp Speed and what they have done. It is remarkable. It is remarkable. And the sooner we can get those vaccines out, the sooner we're going to get on the right side of this thing.
I'm trying to remember the last time Joel Heitkamp was right about anything, so I'm not too worried about his prediction, there it is. So it's almost unpatriotic, is probably not the right word or phrase, but in the middle of this battle, go in with the national media and trash talk your own state means maybe it's time to go to Arizona or something. I don't know. Let's see. Ed in Bismarck has a question for Senator Hovind. Go ahead, Ed.
Yes, Senator, I was so happy to hear you say that you would need to be transparent and open about the discussion about supporting President Trump in his reelection work that he's doing. But you did not specifically answer the question earlier about, are you openly supporting him and giving everything you can to support him? Because we don't see it. What are you doing, sir? That's the wrong question.
You're breaking up a little bit, Ed, there, but I think we got the gist of it. Go ahead, Senator.
Yeah, thanks, Ed. I appreciate your call. And I think I tried to lay out exactly how I am supporting him and making the very best case that I can. And that's why I went through it in some detail with Scott. Earlier we had a rally and expressed our support. And I have talked to Scott about it a number of times. I know he got a number of clips from me laying it out. And so that's, again, why I'm here today, laying out very clearly what I think is making the best and the strongest case that we can. I appreciate how you feel, Ed. I voted for President Trump, too. I think he's done a good job not only for our country, but has been very important for North Dakota. And that's exactly why I lay it out the way I do, because I think that's the most effective and the strongest way to do it.
Let me tell you how I answer this when people ask me the question, Senator, and you tell me if I'm wrong. I say, look, if you go chapter and verse through everything that was a priority of the Trump administration, everything that was a priority for North Dakota, you're going to see John Hovind, Kevin Cramer, Kelly Armstrong right there. Doing everything in their power to get it done. There's no doubt about it. That would be fairly called fighting. If I say to Senator Hovind, hey, are you fighting? because that's what people want. They want you fighting. They want you pounding the table. They see President Trump constantly under attack, so they want people that are vocal on his team. And I just said, well, that's just not Senator Hovind's style. He's not the kind of guy that goes out with brash, big, kind of loud statements like that, but it doesn't mean he's not fighting. Is that fair or unfair?
No, Scott, that's a very good description. And again, go back and look. I mean, time and again, you and I have talked about over the past 4 years, the policies that the Trump administration has put forward that I've worked on. Look at how well President Trump did in farm country. Who was one of his absolute point guys on getting that done in farm country? I was, and you know that. And I worked on it day in and day out. And look how successful President Trump has been in rural America and how successful he's been with farmers and ranchers. And I've worked I've been up to the White House many a time working on these very issues. His campaign in Minnesota, I talked to the White House and worked with them on his effort to try to win Minnesota. And you saw how many times he was in Minnesota. So, yeah, I try to do the work, and I'll continue to try to do the work. And as I think you described that very well, Scott.
Couple things left here. One, I want to ask you quickly on CMS. I'm heartbroken still that we have as many loved ones separated from those in long-term care, family members, because of all of the onerous rules that are out there. Chris Jones at the Department of Human Services assures us that they're fighting like nobody, and even CMS is saying, why are you guys fighting? Because nobody else is fighting. You're pushing to open up. Everybody else wants to close up. Is there any possibility of being able to say, CMS, look the other way for a year and let us do this the North Dakota way, and maybe we'll do it better, maybe we won't, you know, you can come in and tell us later, but, you know, get off our back. Stop threatening us with the Medicare, Medicaid payments so we can fight for our residents. Is that a pipe dream?
I totally get it. I understand that. Give and take a quick anecdote. Len Oz, you know Len Oz, World War II hero, Battle of the Bulge and all that. He says, you know, he's so frustrated because he can't, you know, because he's in the nursing home and he, you know, can't see his family and get out and do all those things. I just don't know if we're going to get this resolved until we get those. That's why I say getting the vaccines out is so important. And hopefully we're just weeks away, and that if we can get that vaccine and get it to our older people that are at risk, hopefully that is what will get us through that sooner rather than later.
Good to hear. Half a minute left. Tell me about Coal Creek Station. I know you and so many others are working really hard on this, and a lot of the families are concerned right now. Are we making progress?
You know, I feel like we are. I've been working with all of our energy companies, and you know, I feel right now we're making some progress, and it's so important. We lead the world in coal-fired electricity, not only in low-cost dependability, but also in the environmental aspects of it. We're doing so much with 45Q, carbon capture, and all these things. I think this is the place where we can make it happen. The rest of the industry will follow, and I think, you know, that's what we're trying to do with Coal Creek, and I'm trying to keep everybody working together. I think we're making some progress, so I'm hopeful and keeping my fingers crossed and working very, very hard on it.
Senator, thanks for the time. To you, Mikey, and the whole family. I know you got some beautiful grandkids. Hopefully you get a little Zoom time in anyway on Thanksgiving with them all. So thanks a bunch.
Well, thanks, Scott, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Good to be with you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Senator Hovind with us on the program. All right. We're going to come back and catch up here a little bit. We have a golden turkey in our focus and also some great responses on our surveys today. Stay tuned.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A new audit reveals the state of California paid out about $1 billion in unemployment benefits to cyber criminals and prison inmates, including murderer Scott Peterson, during the pandemic. Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom said in a statement, "Earlier this year, I launched a strike team to expedite unemployment benefits and minimize abuse in the system. While we have made improvements, we need to do more." As politicians tell Americans no to Thanksgiving gatherings, Americans are responding by traveling despite the dire COVID-19 warnings. The TSA is projecting more than 6 million Americans will fly this holiday week. Dr. Fauci is predicting the future to the Washington Post.
What we're doing now is going to be reflected 2-3 weeks from now.
AAA is reporting 50 million Americans will hit the roads this holiday weekend, with Sunday being the heaviest traffic. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Before the top of the hour, brought to you in part by DAC Diesel, CJ and the team. Where is that? I have a text here somewhere from, I forget who, but it was a listener who took some additives and picked up some mileage. Took some of the wicked great stuff from DAC Diesel. I'll find that here. But that's one thing you should remember.
We're trying to
watch that bottom line. Was it Daryl? Was it Daryl Lease?
Yeah.
It might have been. Yeah. Might have been Daryl Lease. I'll find it. But in addition to some great products that will help you save money, and we have one example after another of how well these work. It is pretty amazing. But at DAC Diesel, they are all about diesel. They're in Bismarck. 20 years of experience to every job. That's all they've done is diesel, diesel, and more diesel. Pickup trucks, tractors, semi-trucks, they do it all. DAC Diesel. DACDiesel.com or call 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. I'm not going to find this because it probably came to you and I, Todd, if you remember that. And you see if you can find it. All I know is the mileage was like, wow. He said, I bought some, given it a try, and it just keeps getting better and better. So it works. How about that? 26 before the top of the hour, John Hinderacher is here from the Center of the American Experiment to talk about golden turkeys. And then we're going to talk about your turkeys, whether you like white meat or dark meat, and whether or not you believe on January 20th, after all these legal battles, the winner will be Donald Trump or Joe Biden. And we have prizes for that. My Pillow prizes today. But before we do that, we have to talk about the golden turkey. Hi, John. How are you?
Hi.
So, for those that have missed it, you should tell us about the golden turkey, because I think it's the best named award ever.
American Experiment has developed this prize. It's the Golden Turkey Award, and we announced the first one yesterday at a press conference. And what we're doing is highlighting examples of foolish state government spending. And you know, what we need in Minnesota is not higher taxes. What we need is smarter spending. And that's what the Golden Turkey Award is intended to promote. We gave the first one out yesterday, but there are many more to come. We're going to give the second Golden Turkey Award probably in February or March of 2021. And we're going to keep giving them as long as the state of Minnesota continues wasting our money.
Thank you very much. Does this stuff resonate? Do people hear this and go, come on, what are we doing? Does it wake people from their slumber, you think, John?
Scott, I think it does. I mean, thousands of people voted. This was determined by a public vote. We promoted it on Facebook and other social media and on our website. And thousands of Minnesotans voted. And, you know, the nominees, we had four really good nominees. $1,000 for some woman to conduct a hands-on climate mapping workshop where participants create maps of their personal emotional terrain of climate change. I have no idea what that means, but our government wasted money on it. $900,000 to pay Minnesotans not to mow their lawns. Not to mow their lawns, $900,000. $57,000 to a celebrity chef named Andrew Zimmern to tweet twice a month. $57,000 to tweet twice a month. And oh, by the way, he tweeted his congratulations to all of the winning DFL politicians, but DFL only, using the only an MN hashtag that he was paid to tweet.
Yeah, he's a Minnesota. Lefty.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a bizarre foods guy.
And I'm really glad that people are waking up to this, pointing this stuff out, and because you hear about big, high-profile ones like the warehouse morgue or whatever.
Walls and that was the winner, Scott.
Yeah.
64% of Minnesotans voted for the $6.9 million refrigerated fruit warehouse that Tim Walz bought to serve as an overflow morgue.
Which remains empty with... nothing COVID related. They're just a bunch of supplies or something. So that was the winner. Wow.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Well, $6.9 million is a lot of money for one thing, Scott. There's a certain kind of macabre, quality to it.
Gosh, no kidding. The Golden Turkey is not going away, I hope. I hope we're going to just keep this up and find these wasteful projects that taxpayer dollars have been spent on, highlight them, and hopefully shame a few people that are trying to slip them through in the dark of the night. Is that the plan?
That's exactly correct, Scott. We're going to keep doing this as long as legislators keep wasting our money.
And I'm pretty sure that's going to happen some more. So maybe we could have a hearing with the Republican Senate that was supposed to go away that didn't happen and dig into some of these, right?
Well, I hope so. But the other thing we really need, Scott, is constituent pressure. You know, every Minnesotan is somebody's constituent, right? A representative and a senator, and that's what they care about. They care about hearing from their constituents. And we need to rile up Minnesotans to tell their legislators, don't raise my taxes, spend my money smarter.
No kidding. All right, John, thanks for the update. And remind folks how they can follow all of this. The Center of the American Experiment does some great work on this, and... These surveys will continue. We have a Golden Turkey winner just in time for Thanksgiving, but there'll be more, and they'll keep them going. How do they keep tabs on the good work your folks are doing there?
Go to AmericanExperiment.org. Fresh content every day.
It is good. And sign up for their magazine, which is phenomenal. Really good stuff.
And thank it's you, one Minnesota. Of those
you just keep it around for a while. Yeah, exactly right. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great day and a great Thanksgiving.
You too, John Hinderacher. Oh, hey, John, are you still there?
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, because you're a good lawyer, why? What do you think the chances are with the Trump effort to get every vote counted? I mean, the reason I ask you this is Mike Lindell, I revealed his name, I didn't mean to, but a friend of mine talked to Lynn Wood, and Lynn Wood was asked by this friend of mine, whose name I might have mentioned, you know, what are Trump's chances in all this? Like, what do you think? So Lynn Wood, attorney of note, said 100%, 100%. And I thought, wow, I've never heard a lawyer say anything's 100%. But what do you think?
Well, I think his chance is slim. I mean, if they've got a rabbit buried somewhere in that hat, they better pull it out real fast, you know. One of the problems, Scott, is that all the procedures that have deliberately been put in place to make voting lax and to make voter fraud easy. We've seen that in Minnesota. We've seen it around the country. All those lax procedures also make it very difficult, if not impossible, to prove voter fraud after the fact. It's a huge problem. And the time is short. You know, the time is short. The Electoral College meets next month. So I think the only way they've got a shot is if some of these reports turn out to be true. For example, it was reported that at, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning, all of a sudden in Wisconsin, 100,000 votes come in all at once for Joe Biden. Right? Is that true? I don't know. It was reported.
Well, my understanding is that they've got a boatload of evidence, including, by the way, a surveillance of the State Farm Center in Atlanta that right now is blowing up, where they've witnessed some of this. So evidently, but my understanding is, and you know this better than me, with civil litigation, you're not bringing the evidence every time. You're bringing a court to say, will you hear this? And when they won't, then you got to go to the next court. They're trying to find a court that will hear it. I mean, eventually they're trying to get the Supreme Court with this, aren't they?
Well, the problem is that time is so short, you know, and you can get evidence of voter fraud. There's a lot of evidence of voter fraud. What's hard is to prove one vote at a time that voter fraud changed the result in a particular state. And I mean, you can't do that in the time they have available unless they could show that there were certain sudden influxes of votes like 100,000. This has been written about several states, you know, all for Joe Biden, which makes no sense, and there are no ballots corresponding. So, you know, that would imply some kind of electronic manipulation, you know. And they keep talking about it, but we haven't seen the evidence.
Like today, for instance, Pennsylvania rejected one of the lawsuits. Giuliani's quote after was, we're thankful because we want this to go to the Supreme Court. So, you know, to get this, I guess, you know, up to the highest court and deal with it. So I'm going to keep praying. That's what I'm going to do. Just keep praying. And every legal vote should count. Everybody should want that to be the case. Everybody should want the confidence to know that was the case. So, but you are right. We don't have a lot of time to do all this. Thanks a bunch, John. Really appreciate your time as always.
Hey, thank you, Scott. Bye-bye.
John Hinderacher with us on What's on Your Mind. Okay, we have some winners to pick here, folks. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Exactly right. We got some winners to pick, okay? And, Todd, I'm going to have you pick the text winner. And I'm going to pick the email winner. And before I do that, I'll just share with you some things that should really make you hungry as sort of a warm-up to Thanksgiving tomorrow. Swedish meatballs or lasagna. How does that sound? That is today's home cooking waiting for you with grab-and-go convenience at PetroServe USA. Valley City location, exit 292. Swedish meatballs at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Alfredo cheese ravioli, 12th Avenue North and I-29. And Chef's Choice today in Harwood. And all of their locations have great deals. The 4-for-4 deal pizza, 2 cookies. Oh, they're so good, those cookies. And the 20-ounce drink, 4 items for $4. Today, too, a special is you buy 2 fresh-baked cookies and you get 1 free. Oh, there's a 3-for. I love it. Okay. All right. Do you have a winner, Todd, on the text front today from the survey?
Oh, I'm torn between 2, but I think I'm going to have to go with dark meat and Trump. Both white meat and Biden are dry.
Oh!
Winner, winner! Turkey dinner!
See the flair they added to answering the question there?
I like it.
That gets you a prize. That gets you a prize. So would you text them back and say they like a MyPillow or a beach towel? MyPillow
beach towel. And to those who didn't win on the text, it was quite competitive. I will say that. Lots of great text there.
Yeah, exactly. We've had some. Others. Helen wins our survey on the email side, and she'll have the choice of a MyPillow beach towel or a couple of MyPillows, depending on what our texter takes. She said, white meat and Trump by God's grace.
There you go.
White meat and Trump by God's grace. How about that? So she is the lucky winner there. We had a boatload, I mean a boatload, of submissions for this today. A lot of fun. Trump won, and I got to tally it up to be official on this, but I believe white meat won.
Hands down.
I think it's a pretty good winner. Brought to you in part by our friends at ABM today. You know, speaking of voter fraud, there's also hackers out there trying to get into your servers through your printer. And at Advanced Business Methods, they understand the security risks They set up encryption for that, firewalls. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, and Dickinson. AVMnow.com.
Back to the phones. It's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, tell folks how a bore could save them a whole lot of money.
So that's a good question. Boring saves you money because you're not disrupting the subsurface. You don't have to come back in there, plant grass seed, reclaim all that ground that you dug up that you're going to see with a trench. You're going to come in there, you won't even hardly know we're there.
That's what trenchless means, folks, and it saves you money. That's the bottom line. It's just a better way to do it. Less disruption to your yard and all the things you care about. What's your week filled with this week?
We're kind of wrapping up some jobs. We've been knocking them out here. We got some good weather. Doing some bores down in Strasburg, Waterline. We do septic tanks, anything you need. Really, excavation-wise, we do boring, a lot of road borers, water lines, electrical, telecom.
Get red. Get new lines with no digging. Visit reddrilling.com, two Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404. 204-0404. Thanks, Luke.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, which ultimately leads to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation needs our help is cracking in your walls or flooring.
Let us help you protect your greatest asset. Go to ramjacknorth.com to learn more. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Have you been to a PetroServe USA lately? Come on in. Home cooking with grab-and-go convenience. Great specials all month long like Pepsi products. 20-ounce containers, 99 cents. Or 24-packs for $5.99. Two for $2 salted nut rolls. Jack links. 3 1/4-ounce package, $3.25. Jerky, $3.69. Or popcorn Annapolis, $3.39. Plus, weekly specials. Great deals every day. Grab-and-go convenience with that home cooking. You're going to love it. At PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. You know you're going to need to put a bunch of gifts, whether you're seeing somebody in person or you're dropping them off and then running away real quick. Gently used. Oh, there's brand new stuff too, but gently used. Cadillacs, Yukons, Terrains, Equinoxes, Acadias. All reduced. Must go over 80 SUVs and all price ranges starting at just $11,900. Most of Schwann's very own lifetime powertrain warranty. Buy today and save with some of the lowest finance rates offered in years, too. Hurry in for the best selection on the strip in Mandan under the gigantic American flag on Memorial Highway or online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
We have one more contribution to the survey question. Now, I believe the question was white meat or dark meat, Trump or Biden, right? That was the big question today. We've gotten a ton of these, but this one said, can I please get this in? Swedish meatballs. So, obviously, we've inspired that Swedish meatballs.
You don't want some of that Hot Pocket Lutefisk flavor there?
Yeah, right. The 2020 as a food. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I got that up on Facebook right now. I'm still laughing about that. The microwave just is what kind of put me over the edge. That just, right. I mean, that just is like, okay.
Yeah, something tells me lutefisk prepared in the microwave just might be the worst possible way.
Yeah, exactly right. I'm getting a lot of these texts, which is kind of interesting. Somebody evidently recognized the voice of the person that was on CBS this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Trashing North Dakota.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I said the name, did I?
Nope.
I think I said, you know, redhead with a mask.
Yeah.
Anyway, the texter says, I'm very upset with Mr. Heitkamp. He tried to imply that North Dakotans can't think for themselves on national news. Well, find me a Democrat anywhere that doesn't think they know better than everybody else, number one.
Well, to say.
That's not all that
unusual. Is that pretty much what you would expect him to say?
Yeah, and number two, I think he digs being on national TV, and if it takes trashing North Dakota to get seven people to be able to see you on, you know, CBS This Morning, you go for it. But it's kind of sad. It's just embarrassing. And I understand why you're upset about it. I don't like people trashing this either. Not to mention it's not factual, so... All right, let's see here. 9 before the top of the hour, and let's chat with Scott Herman. Scott's the president of Action Movers, one of our fine sponsors here on the program, and I found out about something they're doing I thought you ought to know about. Because in this time in which we live, the infamous 2020, everybody is finding ways to say, okay, it's a COVID world. How do we protect our customers? How do we protect our employees? What do we do? And as usual... Scott and the team at Action Movers have come up with a pretty good idea there. Scott, welcome back. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm doing really well. Thank you very much. Tell me about what you guys are doing now in the way of extra special innovative protection on the COVID front.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot, and we actually were very proactive in this starting really back in March and April. We took steps immediately. First being, we wanted our customers to be comfortable, obviously, when we're in their home. And so that was making sure our employees were wearing masks and meeting the expectations of our customers. And then from a sales standpoint, we also had implemented virtual surveys. And so you're able to get your estimate really right from your smartphone. So to initiate that process, doesn't require us coming into your home. We do it all virtually. We've made it super simple. Anybody can do this as long as you have a smartphone. And the other thing that we have coming, we've done a tremendous amount of making sure our trucks, everything sanitized, disinfected. And so we have some electrostatic sprayers on the way, which is something we're going to be using to make sure our trucks, trailers, as well as the customer's home, upon their request, is disinfected, and we're keeping them safe as well as our employees.
This is what happens when you have a company founded in 1932 in Bismarck, by the way, family-owned, veteran-owned, long tradition of satisfied customers. When they have the power of a Bismarck and a Fargo and a Minot and a Rapid City and a Denver and a Las Vegas and a Phoenix, and to have the standing they do within the Action Mover family, you know, you have that kind of ability to really protect their customers. And I know when I think move, I think, okay, you're moving to Florida, you're moving to California, you're moving to Arizona. But there's a lot of moves that happen across town, and this is important as well. You want to make sure in that short trip that things are safe, so that's great as well. Do you do more local trips, if you will, for moves versus national, Scott?
You know, it's a combination, Scott, and we're agent for United Van Lines. So sometimes a perception with that is, well, that's who I call if I'm moving out of state. And also a perception that can come along with that sometimes is, well, they must be expensive because United Van Lines is the number one mover in the country. And those two things couldn't be further from the truth. A tremendous amount of our business is done locally. And here in the Dakotas, we actually offer one of the lowest local rates. And so we're able to do that through efficiencies that we offer and still able to offer our customers, you know, the number one brand in the industry, and that being United Van Lines.
And they also, by the way, give you an opportunity to get, you know, your move for free or a low rate, because if you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, they have this deal where you fill an easy online form out, and a local realtor's in contact with you within 24 hours. You sell your home, you buy a new home, you get $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale. So that's another great little option as well, locally or nationwide, wherever you're going. Call them at 701-566-5532. 701-566-5532. Action Movers, two A's, actionmovers.com. We'll talk again soon, Scott. Thanks a bunch for the update.
Happy Thanksgiving.
There is a difference, folks, when you move. There is a difference. You don't want small ball. You want the real deal, well taken care of. Monty and Tioga, Cameron and Grand Forks, Linden, Valley City. Sorry we didn't get to you. We'll do it tomorrow, though. We'll be here live for Thanksgiving.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, you know, the reduction of Alzheimer's by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories, you create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, too, and, of course, online at Hot Spring Spas. Spas and Pool Tables 2. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.